Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear.
Wonder why he's so happy? Because he's already got his sweetheart the perfect present for Valentine's Day from Thumb Cellular, a Moto Max. The Max will blow you away with its long-lasting battery, super-fast processor, and a whopping 21-megapixel camera. Upgrade your sweetheart this month and save big. Plus, when you sign up for service or upgrade, you get a chance to pick a bonus sweet deal from our box of hearts. You'll love the savings going on now at Thumb Cellular. Current customers, don't forget when you tell your friends and family why you love Thumb Cellular, you can earn a $50 credit on your bill. So share the love. Stop into Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for one of these great deals, or visit us online at thumbcellular.com. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
WLW Sports at the half finds Brown City leading by 5 over the Ubley Bearcats, 28-23, in a game which we've seen 8 lead changes and 4 ties. The largest lead has been Brown City by 5, which exactly is what they're at right now. Ubley has led as many by 4, 16-12 in the second quarter. As far as shooting goes, John Mooney, what do you have?
Well, as far as the Ubley Bearcats are concerned, they are 7 for 34, 20%. And as far as the Brown City Green Devils, 9 for 25, 36%. What I see out of the Green Devils, they're going ahead and setting things up, looking for the best shot. It shows right in their percentage. As far as Ubley is concerned, all they're worried about is getting more shots, and hopefully someone will drop, and that's what their strategy is.
For the Bearcats, they're led by Jeffrey Wright with 9 points, followed by Daniel Mirop with 7, and Kaboski with 4, followed by Lemke with 2, and Brandel with 1. For Brown City, they're led by Van Buskirk with 7, Muxlow with 6, McPhail with 5, Burgess 4, Tkalsak 3, Hagner 2, and Austin Hoff with 1. Free throws for Ubley, 8 for 13 for 61%. For Brown City, 7 for 12 for 58%. But the rebounds is the big difference thus far. Ubley with 19 rebounds, 9 defensive, 8 offensive. Brown City only with 7 total, 6 defensive, and 1 offensive rebound. 3 minutes before tipping off in the second half of the WLEW Sports Network, it's Brown City by 5, 28-23 over Ubley.
Sarah and Misty say there's still time to
make that New Year's resolution a reality with Ubley Family Fitness. Ubley Family Fitness has cardio and strength machines, a tanner, and an infrared sauna. Choose from a variety of membership plans with special rates for students and seniors. Access 24/7.
In addition to all of the gym features, Ubley Family Fitness also offers a wide variety of workout classes taught by me, Sarah Franzel.
And me, Misty Perrell.
Classes include Zumba, Pyo, Turbo Kick, and Total Body Burn.
For more details, call Ubley Family Fitness at 989-658-8510 or visit ubleyfamilyfitness.com.
How is your steering, stopping, and stability? Stay in control with a free inspection at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Right now, buy 2 NAPA Quick Struts and get $30 off. If you are experiencing exhaust problems, Ubley Motor Service is offering a $30 rebate on NAPA Quiet Flow Mufflers and a $50 rebate on NAPA Replacement Catalytic Converters. Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires are also on sale. From tune-ups and transmissions to complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
From the premier truck dealer of the thumb, Graf Chevrolet Buick and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Just when we thought last month's deals couldn't get any better, the Graf family has done it again. Right now, if you qualify for GM employee pricing, you can save $13,500 on select 2014 Silverados.
$13,500 off on a new pickup means you get a lot of truck for the money, like a 2014 Silverado Crew Cab with the All-Star Edition package, four-wheel drive, loaded for only $30,350. That's over 30% off the sticker price.
But you better hurry for the best selection. With the GM discount, package savings, trade assistance, and owner loyalty cash, the savings add up to $13,500, and that means their 2014 Silverado inventory won't last long.
With a great Graff deal like this, why would you go anywhere else than Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, the premier truck dealer in the Thumb? Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
John, Mark, and Michelle of the Schmigelski Funeral Homes in Ubley and Minden City welcome you to tonight's game. John's family has served grieving families with compassion for over 100 years. Place your trust in John and Mark if you wish to pre-plan a funeral or purchase a monument. Please call your caring professional funeral directors, John and Mark, at 989-658-8501. John, Mark, and Michelle hope you enjoyed the game.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here in the second half, Ubley's first possession got all the way around the perimeter and everything else, and it got touched about every single hand in the paint. And finally, when it's all said and done, it was Ubley with a turnover, their seventh of the night. But on Brown City's ensuing possession right here, they just decided to throw it right out of bounds. That ball was caught from a man from Brown City, Michigan.
I think the coach said throw it to one of the green jerseys, and they did, the bench.
As Jeff Wright's first jump shot from the left wing just inside the three mark. No good. Rebound, Brown City. Here they come. And number four, Jeff Randolph with the first points in the third quarter. Extends it out to a seven-point lead, 30-23, their largest of the night. Ubley's Mirop over to Kaboski, right wing. Feeds it over to Jeff Wright for three, left wing, yes. Jeff Wright with 12 and brings it back within 4 points, 30-26, Brown City by four. 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Back over to number four, Randolph for three, and he hits this one back to seven.
Randolph starting to warm up.
Jeff Randolph with all 5 points for Brown City in this third quarter. Ubley breaks the pressure to Bisher. Back up to right, top of the key. Dribbles over to the left wing to Kaboski to Mirop in the corner. He takes a three. This one's no good. And rebound, Brown City. In transition, number five, McPhail's free throw or layup cannot go. And it's rebounded by Jeff Wright. Now we have a whistle away from the ball as the official is discussing something with McPhail. McPhail can't believe it. Fouls against number five. I think he kicked someone on the way up or tried to hold someone down. Regardless, it's Justin McPhail's third personal foul. And the first of the second half for Brown City.
Well, that's the best innocent look I've seen all year, to tell you the truth.
So he'll sit down. It'll be Ubley ball, 90 feet from their own hoop. Pressure coming from the Green Devils. They have two at the free throw line. Kaboski inbounds this to Bisher. Back to Kaboski. Excuse me, back to Wright, now to Bisher. Mirop in the corner, dribbling down the baseline, goes up for the layup. And he hit the layup, but he is charged with the offensive foul. You guessed it, number 24, Eric Burgess drew his third offensive, and this one goes against Mirop. That'll be his second and Ubley's first.
The Bearcats are going to have to make an adjustment on that, like pronto. The offensive charge is being called tonight. 1-3-1 zone for Ubley.
Trying to trap right across the midcourt. Instead, it opens up number four, Randolph for the layup from the right side. It's no good, though, and Bisher into the trenches there, fighting for it. And he rips down the rebound, and there is a foul called as well. It'll be against Brown City. It'll be the second team foul against the Green Devils. 90 feet from their own hoop will Ubley get the ball. And it's the first foul against Joe Hagner, number three. Brandel checks in for Ubley. As it appears, Klamas sits down. Kaboski trying to break this press single-handedly, dribbling to his right now to Bisher's hands. Jeff Wright across the timeline now, dribbles down to the baseline to Brandel in the corner, back to Wright, and it's actually stolen by Jeff Randolph. Seventh turnover for the Bears.